Although you can do some pretty cool things on Uke especially, because you have ukulele is kind of cool. The fact that it has one built-in chord before you put any fingers down. You have a jazz on it. Yeah, C6. You do stuff like move the shirt, pretty, and keeps them pearly white. So you have that nice little built-in open chord.
What is it?
On the ukulele, G-C-E-A on the old famous My Dog Has Fleas. So it's actually an open G. It's kind of the entrance string on the banjo. It's actually on the ukulele.
It's like a banjo return to
actually.
But it's like a banjo, but it's different.
You can revert the ukulele to sound like a banjo.
You do. I have a glider.
So yeah, you can definitely play clawing.
That's
too fast
though.
Yeah, we're going to go really slow. Let's start off with a fairly easy two-chord song, and we can choose the key you want to play it in because it's only two chords, so it'll be easy to shout out. Let's start off with Jambalaya. Now, sometimes I play it in C, sometimes in G. Which would you like at this point? C. We have a winner. Okay, all right. We'll have a winner, please.
Are we forced to play an F then?
And so the two chords we'd be using in the key of C would be C, that would be our main chord. And the other chord we'd be using would be a G7 or a G, whichever is most comfortable for you to play is fine. And we're going to do a fairly simple strum to begin with. About, I think at this speed, because we have a couple of people that are using it, but let's go about this speed. Begin with, and we'll try to make it up and feel comfortable. A simple strum is great on ukulele, and we're going to do an alternating bass line. So think a little speed, maybe like that speed. So we'll see. Goodbye, Joe. You gotta go. Me on my own. You feel that change going to G7. Me gotta go.
I'm
got a great two-chord song.
Two-chord, by the way.
Yeah, Waltz Across Texas.
Waltz Across Texas.
Yeah, so we could
sing it out for us.
G and D.
Which one now? G and D.
G and D.
G and D. You got it. Everybody's got G and D.
So
we'll try to keep it as sweet as easy for all types of chords.
Unfortunately, if it was a three-chord song, we would not see it.
I think when I was beginning, we played all the
maybe the D and A7. Then the D and A7. Okay.
Now
it's a valley.
This is a wall.
So it's a wall.
Yeah, so 3-4 times.
Start with A.
G.
Okay, one, two. chord song we'd like to share.
This is about this land. That's three.
You know what? This land works really well because it's so blocked. It's like four beats in the G, then it's in C, and then it goes four beats in the G,
yeah,
and then back to D. It's like a pendulum.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah,
it's totally countable.
So anybody with a dream, they might like to do it. Not all four.
I know G, D.
So what has it? If you get Spanish land, it's a C. No, it's a C, and then, okay. Oh. What are you starting in?
Can you only do it in
the second piece? I
know G. Okay. We go C second. G, C, G, D. So this land, C. This land, G.
Thank you. company got them on.
Back into it. Anybody else with a two or three quarts on, would you like to share with us? Yeah, I'll pull something out of my bag.
Isn't there chocolate? It's a two quart song?
Yes, we did it.
We just, oh, we already did that first.
What was that?
Chocolate.
We got it in as good as we could. How about he's got the whole world in his hands? Four times with just simple strumming.
So lucky.
About like that. Is that pretty good speaking?
Two quart songs.
Oh, no, that might help, sure. I'm trying to see. Let's see if that works. If it's too high, we'll move. Let's try some. So you see, A, G, 7, two chord song. So just a simple, simple, easy strum. That's me. He's got the power in his hands. He's got the power in his hands. He's got the power in his hands.
She was imprisoned.
There's two stories, and I like the one where that she wrote it to the Hawaiian people. Along the way, she was in prison. Basically, what happened is American businessmen and Christians and Alliance came in and stole her kingdom from them.
In 1892, they took her out of the palace and they locked her up, house arrest, and then proceeded to take over the islands because that way they could not have tariffs on the sugar that they were growing there when they shipped it to the mainland.
Sure.
They completely undermined the entire population after killing most of them with the I was born and raised there, so it's a sore subject.
So that's definitely one true story. The only other version I've heard was that she was at a wedding, and as the wedding couple sailed away, she wrote All the Way, All the Way. I like the version of that she wrote it to her people while she was in prison. So again, we're gonna start.
Yeah. Where is this initiative?
Hawaii.
Queen Liliuokalani. Liliuokalani. And basically, the ukulele was popularized in Ghana because of her in the game. Basically, it came from Portugal around South America and landed in Hawaii in 1879. It became adopted by the Hawaiian people as their instrument, primarily because the Queen made it official. Yeah. Let's try this, and we'll start off with the C chord. We'll sing on the D note. Farewell.
Thank you.
Tom, you need to repeat that verse. He stole it from a couple of songs, but it's a great verse.
Which one is that? Flip, correct, and I'll do it again.
I used to do it for my second verse.
I'm sorry, I can sing it that high. It's actually way on my key.
Do it in a different...
Would the old school teacher tell you the reason why she blowed her nose in the old cornbread and called it pumpkin pie? We have a bunch of them that are after midnight verses.
Yes.
Okay, so
this kid's got a bit.
So in this book for Shady Grove, it has A minor, D, kind of smooshed together. So I'm wondering,
that's a great question.
It probably means the chord changes quickly.
So it's not like some tricky combining two chords.
It's probably set up for a high-speed 4/4 chord on the banjo.
Most of the chords take the whole measure. But in this case, it's a split division. We are playing an A minor.
That's the A minor G.
That's the A minor G.
I'm going to be A.
But she had in there, she had some verses. She ran into some nuns at a workshop, a group of nuns who had heard that parody and had made a whole slew of verses for the Catholic Church.
Oh, wow!
And she was just so sorry that she lost that those were in the
church. I have not heard the Quaker one. That's
isn't that wonderful?
That is wonderful.
The Quaker one. Yeah.
How about in a three-chord song, Ring of Fire?
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Oh.
In G.
Love.
C is burning. G things. And it makes D. Why don't you bench Johnny Cash going bow to see Father Brown bring back to show fire? A fellow in the knee comes around the fire. Don't you go to me and hang on a minute?
I fell to see the burning ring of John Carter.
Yeah.
So we can do the chorus and just say D.
Yeah.
Seven.
anymore. It's almost required.
I think we may have been more different one advanced family times. Which was the one you started?
The line in it that's coming to mind is something about a ship on the ocean.
Thank you all for hanging out and playing so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you to us.
Y'all. Thank you for hanging out.